There's music in the air when the infant born is nigh, and faint its blushes sing on the bright and laughing sky.
Down our way, the little town where a group of friends gather and practice old-fashioned singing. They have some mighty good times, and they'd like you to join them. This evening, as usual, they're gathering at the home of Eli and Jenny Jenkins. And in between songs, they'll have a chance to get caught up on all the latest happenings. Maybe some folks think that not much goes on in a little town. Well, if you just step into Eli's and Jenny's parlor, you can hear for yourself that there are mighty big happenings. And you'll hear it from the town's busiest body, Patience Peavoy.
And I'm telling you, there ain't nothing ever been more of a surprise to me. Of course, we all knew that Alice was after that music scholarship. In fact, it was your idea, wasn't it, Eli?
Sure it was. As leader of the singing group, maybe I appreciated Alice's pretty voice more than the rest of you.
Yes, I remember the evening Eli first read about the scholarship being offered. He thought that Cliff and Alice both should try for it.
Yes, and that hurts me, too. To think how Cliff would love to have gotten it. And then it had to be Alice who won it.
Yeah, but you mustn't feel that way. It was a fair contest, and there was folks from all over the country competing for the prize.
But Cliff and that beautiful tenor voice of his, he just ought to have gotten it. Besides, Alice had her school teaching job. Now, how could she just walk out on that?
Well, she didn't, Patience.
Of course she didn't. She come to the school board and asked if she could leave.
And you're the school board. Seems like being town grocer would be enough. But you got to be sheriff and also the school board.
Well, we got another teacher coming in this evening, and so we just dismissed class for a half day, and we sure ain't making any of the kids mad by doing that.
You don't need to slide over it that away, Eli Jenkins. How do you know this new teacher is going to be good enough to take care of things?
Why, I found out all about her. Her name is Marion Castle, and she's a teacher.
Just as I thought. Letting just anybody come in here. Well, you may be the school board, but I'm appointing myself a committee of one to go and find out about this new teacher.
But Patience...
Oh, let her go ahead, Jenny. I guess I didn't do so much looking into things after all. It's nice of Patience to want to do it for the good of the town.
Yes, siree, and that's the only reason I'm doing it. I want to make sure she's just the right teacher. There are a lot of things I want to find out about her. About her parents and her social activities and her experience as a teacher. And also, it might be interesting to find out if she can sing.
Huh? Well, what's that got to do with it?
Oh, now I see.
Well, you got to have a soprano for the singing group, don't you?
Yeah.
And if this new teacher can't sing, well, I was just thinking that I'd be happy to oblige you and consider going back into the group like I was before Alice came along.
So that's what all this was about, huh? It's beginning to make sense now. All right, Patience, you do your investigating, and if we find that she can't sing any better than you, well, I guess the folks down our way will just have to take it.
Being schoolteacher is a big responsibility anywhere, but being schoolteacher down our way carries an extra load because folks all expect that the new teacher will also be able to sing soprano with the group. That is, all the folks but Patience hope for that. With Patience, it's a different matter, because she has some little ability as a singer herself. At least, she thinks so.
Well, now that we're all gathered, I guess we better get to planning out what numbers we have to practice up for next week's activities. Don't you think so, Ben?
How can we practice without a soprano? You can't have group singing without no soprano, can you, Cliff?
No, that's impossible.
That's what I say. All this is impossible. The way Alice run out on us. I knew from the first day she replaced me as soprano with the group that she was unstable.
You mustn't say that. Alice had a good break, and I think it's wonderful that she took it.
I can think of a lot of singers that are much more deserving, but they've got to stay and run a gas station instead of going off to New York to study.
I like running that gas station, and when I get ready, I'll go to New York, too.
Of course, Cliff. Now I think we'd better start with our practicing, like Eli says.
We got no soprano.
But, I'm right here, Ben.
We still ain't got no soprano.
Well, I never.
Ben, they say everything is comparative, so even though Patience ain't no Jenny Lynn, she comes nearer being a soprano than anybody else in the group.
Well, my stars, doesn't anybody think I can sing?
Now, don't go asking for it.
You know, come to think of it, we gents ain't done a trio number for a long time.
But there ain't no soprano part in that.
No, you're getting the idea.
What one do you want to practice, Pa?
Oh, that sweet old one we picked for the Wednesday evening social, Jenny.
All right, boys. Everybody got your books? That's on page 25.
You got one. Everybody ready now?
Tell me the tales that to me were so dear. Long, long ago, long, long ago. Sing me the songs I delighted to hear. Long, long ago, long ago. Now you are come, all my grief is removed. Let me forget that so long you have roamed. Let me believe that you love as you loved. Long, long ago, long ago. Do you remember the path where we met? Long, long ago, long, long ago. Told me you ne'er would forget. Long, long ago, long ago. Then to all others my smile you preferred. Love when you spoke gave a charm to each word. Still my heart treasures the praises I heard. Long, long ago, long, long ago.
I guess you don't know the way I can sing.
Don't know it? Why, we haven't been able to escape it for 27 years.
Did you find out anything about the new teacher inquiring around patients?
Jenny, I found out everything. I've been asking all over, and I really got the lowdown.
Oh, patients, you mean to tell me that you and the town gossips have gone to work on that poor girl even before she arrived?
Well, that's a fine thing to say after me going to all this effort just for the good of the town. Besides, she ain't no girl. According to Mrs. Beasley, who had a cousin in Detroit who once had a friend who knew Marion Castle. Well, she's a woman of 46, about my age.
Well, which?
Well, what do you mean, which?
Which is she, 46 or a woman of your age?
Now, how can you be so nasty, Ben Potts?
Now, let's go on with finding out about this new teacher.
Yeah, what else did Mrs. Beasley say?
Well, she's been teaching for 25 years and always specialized in gym and sports.
Hmm?
Yes, Mrs. Beasley says she has absolutely no talent for the arts.
Oh, I see.
And then I got to Mrs. McElroy. She was awful busy, but she took time out to tell me what she's heard about this new teacher.
Well, knowing Mrs. McElroy, she'll never be too busy to do that.
And according to Mrs. Peters, Miss Castle lived in Cincinnati and is just out of teacher's college. This is her first job. She says she's a math major, loves arithmetic. But unfortunately, she's tone deaf.
So now we know all about Miss Castle. She's between 19 and 46 and has never before taught school, or maybe she's been teaching for 25 years. She specializes in either gym or arithmetic, and she lived in Detroit, unless it was Cincinnati.
Ain't it peculiar that the only thing they all agree on is that she's got no talent for music?
She probably ain't even got any vocal cords.
Yes, that's according to rumors.
Well, patience, instead of me offering you the soprani part with the group on a silver platter, before we've even seen the new teacher, why don't we sort of wait and let the best woman win? That is, if you're not afraid of competition.
Me? I can hold my own against any woman.
Well, that's foolhardy courage if I ever heard it.
Jumping catfish. Look at what time it is. We've been sitting here speculating about the new teacher for so long that I plumb forgot she's arriving in 6 minutes.
Well, you can still make it, Pa. Cut through the lot and it's no more than a block to the depot.
Well, you don't think that you're going alone to meet her, do you? Gee, horse of it. Why, that ain't no hospitality.
Well, and the school board, ain't it, Ben?
Yep, one by one they all died off and left you the only one. And now you won't appoint no new members. Well, whether I'm in it or not, I got a right to go meet her in my capacity as volunteer fire chief.
Yeah, now give me one good reason why the volunteer fire chief should be on the welcoming committee for the new teacher.
But how can you alone be a committee?
Oh, stop arguing and let Ben go with you, Eli. And you'd both better hurry or she'll be left with nobody to welcome her.
Where's Cliff?
He went out on the porch.
Well, we should make a good impression on her, and that sure ain't assured with those two.
What in tarnation are you inferring?
Get on, Eli, and you too, Ben. I don't think Cliff is in any frame of mind to be welcoming the person who will take Alice's place.
There it comes now. Get a move on, Ben.
I can't be a hurrying with my rheumatism the way I suffer. Have I got symptoms? Say, did I tell you about the hot flashes I had?
I feel mighty sorry for Cliff. You know, he was right fond of Alice.
Yes, the poor boy. Why don't we try to get him in here and sympathize with him?
Well, that sure wouldn't help him any. But we might ask him to come in and practice his solo. That'd take his mind off and things for a while. Cliff? Cliff, boy, could you all go over your solo now?
All right, Mrs. Jenkins.
He was out there looking so lonesome.
I think they'll make it to the station before the train pulls in. I watched them as far as I could see in the dark.
I guess they'll be back here before long, then. We'd better get this practiced up. Do you want to do two of wire rolls for the young people's get-together?
Yeah, I guess so. Doesn't matter much.
Oh, now, don't get to feeling that away, Cliff. Of course things matter, even if Alice did run off.
Shall I play it in G-flat, Cliff?
That's good.
Come, O songs, come, O dreams, soft the gates of day close. Sleep, my bird, sleep, streams, sleep, my wild rose. Pool and bud, hill and deep, you who warm all. Hills, I walk your elf throngs. Land, all thy hopes and woes rang from me in songs. Come, O songs, come, O dreams, in our houses deep. Cry, there the vials weep. Laugh, my dreams, and sigh. Sing and vigil keep. Call to them that
sorry we interrupted.
Well, thank you. I was just finishing.
But the way you sustained that portamento.
Oh, I'm not in good voice tonight.
I might interrupt this little confab for a minute, I'd like to introduce our new teacher.
I'm sorry. I let my enthusiasm run away with me. When I hear such beautiful music, why, I even forget my manners.
Well, everybody, this is Marion Castle.
How do you do? Oh,
hello, everybody. How are you?
This is my wife, Jenny, this patient's P-boy, and that voice that took your fancy there belongs to Cliff Tyler.
How do you do, all of you? I'm happier than I can say to be here.
Well, you're being so helpful to come on short notice this way. Our other teacher had to leave in quite a hurry.
Yeah, she went and won a scholarship and went off without giving a thought to nobody.
Won't you sit down? And here, let me take your things. Eli, put her bags in the closet there for the time being until she gets settled.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid they're quite heavy.
Yes, Eli picked up the light one. I got this one that's solid lead.
I guess it does feel like it.
Are you from Detroit or Cincinnati, Miss Castle?
Oh, neither. I'm from San Francisco.
One strike.
And is this your first teaching job?
No. I've been at the West Gramercy Grade School for 5 years. I left there only last semester.
Two strikes. And she ain't neither 1946 nor your age, Patience. That makes three strikes and you're out.
Oh, hush up, Ben. You still ain't covered 1 point.
Yeah, you're taking quite a big job here. There's some ornery kids in this town.
Now, Eli, don't try to frighten her away. We got some mighty fine youngsters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't frighten easily.
We manage to have lots of fun, especially with our little singing group here.
Oh, this is the group.
Sure, and Eli here is the leader.
Oh, yes, I knew all that.
Yes, sir, we have lots of fun. Sing at all the important events down our way.
Yes, and there's just one thing left to be settled. You see, the teacher who just left...
Well, Miss Castle knows that a teacher just left. Otherwise, she wouldn't be here.
But that's not what I was about to say. You see...
I think the best way to introduce Miss Castle to our group is to sing something for her.
What's old Eli done that he's trying to cover up, I wonder?
But, Pa, we got all the songs practiced up.
Oh, we can get an extra one ready, can't we, Ma?
Besides, this is a special occasion. We won't do this number for rehearsal. This is a special performance for our charming new teacher.
Well, what a kind thought. I'd love to hear you.
Hey, you got some music handy there, Jenny?
How about this one, Pa?
Shall I sing the soprano part?
I know. How about Miss Castle singing along with us? Would you do that, Miss Castle? Would you try singing soprano?
Why, of course. I thought that was all.
You will do it? You're fine. Hey, come on now. Gather around.
But
everybody.
How about me? Don't I get
hurry
you?
Up, Ma,
hey, what is this? I thought we were supposed to be singing for Miss Castle. Is she going to sing with us?
Be quiet, Cliff. I'm having enough trouble wangling this without you interfering.
Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me.
Wait a minute. Say, that's a mighty fine voice, Miss Castle. Would you oblige us with a little solo?
Well, I really didn't know anything about it.
Oh, yes, that would be fine.
Yeah.
Why, of course. Shall we take it from here?
Oh, no, let's start at the beginning.
Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for me. Thumbs of the rude world, heard in the day. Lulled by the moonlight, have all passed away. Beautiful dreamer, queen of my song, list what I will be, with the melody. On all the cares of life's busy throng, beautiful dreamer,
Miss Castle, you sang that just like one of them real professional singers.
Well, I hope it sounds professional. Didn't you know, Mr. James?
We know that it sounded mighty pretty. Say, Patience, you know what I think would be awful good about now? Some of your hot chocolate. I bet Miss Castle ain't never tasted hot chocolate like you may. You just go right out in the kitchen, make yourself at home.
Well, I'm glad to think I can do something. The very idea. I never even had a chance. She just come in and took over, and all the time Eli was encouraging her. Well, Ben, ain't you even going to come and help me like you usually do?
Oh, I guess you can't get out of it, but I assure you I won't put on an apron.
This is the nicest surprise I can imagine, to find that you are a real musician.
Well, I...
Now, don't deny it. I know a good singer when I hear one.
I guess I've always loved music.
Eli
so
Jenkins,
much.
I ain't been married to you for 32 years without knowing when there's some scheme going on in that head of yours.
Who, me?
That innocent look ain't fooling me none. Now tell me, what kind of conniving's been going on here?
Well, did you really think that Eli, the school board, was going to hire a teacher that would not be able to help Eli, the leader of the singing group?
Uh-huh, just as I suspected.
After all, Jenny, I got an obligation to this here town. As singing master, I supply the music. As school board, I hire the teachers. And as sheriff, I protect the people. And if I let Patience get in with her screechy soprani, well, I sure wouldn't be protecting nobody.
You old darling, I should have known you were taking no chances. But why didn't you let me know you were hiring a teacher that sings? My gray hair's got grayer worrying about it.
Look at Cliff and Miss Castle sitting over there. Look kind of like they belong together, don't they?
I'm so glad Cliff took a fancy to
her. Yeah, and she noticed him, too, now, don't you worry.
Say, you know more about music than a professor. I'll have to keep on my toes.
I sure know how to pick teachers, don't I, Cliff?
You sure do. And the greatest coincidence is that she can sing soprano.
Coincidence? Why, that was one of the first qualifications that was required.
Now, let's not be going on about this.
Oh, now I get it. Say, that's great. Leave it to Eli.
Am I missing something?
Well, Marriott, if I may call you that.
Oh, please do.
As I started to say, there are always little intimate things you have to learn about a town before you can really appreciate what goes on. Now, one of these days, when you're familiar with what goes on behind the scenes down our way, you'll be able to really appreciate this.
This seems pretty mysterious, but I'll have to wait and learn for myself, I guess.
Oh, Pa, I forgot. We still haven't practiced that hymn for next Sunday services.
Would you like to be a permanent part of our singing group, Miss Castle? We have a lot of fun doing it, and the folks all seem to enjoy our efforts.
Well, I'd be delighted.
Good.
I've never wanted to make a career out of singing, but, well, I hope that the day never comes when I can't be joining in some kind of musical activity.
Oh, gee, that's swell. Well, we'd be mighty honored to have you with us. Ben, can you leave your cooking long enough to practice with us for a minute?
Doggone it. Whatever I do, I get insulted. If I don't help Patience, I'm being mean. And when I do help her, I'm sneered at.
Oh, Eli was only fooling, Ben. Let's turn to page 96 now, and let's all do real good.
Well, I ain't in the best of voice. I slept in the stable last night. So I woke up this morning a little hoarse. Ain't that clever? Stable, horse. Get it?
Sound the chord, Jenny. There ain't no coping with Ben when he's trying to be funny. All together now, everybody.
Of sin, but of the cure.
This is going to be such a pleasure, living here and having all of you as friends.
Well, here's the chocolate, everybody. Come and get your own.
Well, Miss Castle...
Please make it Marion.
Well, Marion, you say it's going to be pleasant for you. Well, let me tell you that your coming in this evening and fitting into things so nicely has meant a lot to us. We were feeling pretty lonesome without Alice, but now you've come along and we can say to ourselves that if Alice never left, we wouldn't have met you. If folks would always just remember that sometimes if it wasn't for the bad things, we'd never know the good things. It just let a little time pass, and then you can stand off and look at what happened. And usually you can say to yourself, it was all for the best.
There's music in the air. There's music in the air when the instant war is nigh and faint explosions sing on the bright and laughing sky.
So the new teacher takes her place in the little town down our way, and events settle back to their peaceful pattern. She'll never quite take Alice's place, it's true, but we have a feeling that she'll make a place all her own. We'll be able to know more about that when you drop into singing practice again next week. See you then. Down Our Way is written by Shirley Thomas and produced by Walter White, Jr.